Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So anybody who lived in central or western Pennsylvania or eastern Ohio in the summer of 1988 would know that it was a miserable time. It sucked. It was, yeah, just like that. It was over 100 degrees for 10 consecutive days. So, people in Phoenix go, 100 degrees, that's springtime. Yeah, well, go to Pennsylvania, add 95% humidity to that, and I will tell you that for me, all I had to do was blink my eyes, and I began to sweat. And it was in that window that I was moving, going to my first church, packing, fortunately, the few things that I had into a U-Haul, driving with my very unhappy newlywed wife, who didn't like the idea of where we were going, and my friend Brian, who was coming along to help. So we were going to Greenock, Pennsylvania. So the prize is, for anybody who's been to Greenock, Pennsylvania, I'll give you $10 when we're done with the service here. It's a small town on the shore of the Youghiogheny River, which flows in the Monongahela River, which then flows down to meet with the Allegheny River to form the Ohio River, which flows then into the Mississippi River and ends up down in the Gulf of Mexico. So theoretically, I could have gotten on a raft and escaped all the way to New Orleans, but I didn't. So the day we get there, we pull in, they have a parsonage, a provided house, a red brick house, that is, what's that style called? It's, the roof is the second floor, Cape Cod. And so it is there, this small red brick house with every window closed. This small red brick house with every window closed when it's 107 degrees outside and there's no air conditioning. And so after driving 5 hours from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to Greenock, Pennsylvania, after loading the truck for 2 hours prior to that drive, we begin to unload the truck into the sauna. And so when we get done, we have boxes. And we have this desire to find air conditioning. And so we grabbed some things and we drove to look for a hotel. And we drove and we stopped at a hotel up near Monroeville, Pennsylvania, because interestingly enough, there are no hotels in Greenock. Not much of anything there, actually. And so I stop in. And I say, I'd like a room. And he said, I'd like to give you a room, but we have no rooms. Oh, none? None. Okay, so we go to the next hotel, because the nice thing about Monroeville is right on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, lots of hotels. Go to the second hotel, same thing. Third hotel, same thing. Fourth hotel, same thing. Fifth hotel, what in the world is going on? Oh, the Jehovah Witnesses are having their national convention in Pittsburgh. And so for those of you who ever watched Monty Python, I began to dance around going, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah! It was a frustrating night. Because when you need a place to stay, and you can't find it, it's maddening. It has nothing to do with the story tonight. A pregnant lady and her husband traveling across a desert trying to find a place not to sleep but to give birth. Now, I've been there as a first-time father. And, you know, I had a hospital room and all kinds of machinery and these people called doctors and nurses who went to school for a long time to learn how to do this stuff. And I was still nervous. Joseph and Mary don't even have a room, let alone any sort of medical facilities. You know, this story is 2,000 years old, and for Christianity, every Christian who hears the story at one point in time says, well, if I was the inn owner, I would have given them a room, because that's the way we are, aren't we? Well, it's Jesus. Of course I'm going to give Jesus a room. I'll sleep on the floor. Jesus can have my bed, for crying out loud. But you see, they didn't know. And it didn't happen. And so they end up in the barn, in the hay, and the other stuff that goes with a barn full of animals. Not really a hygienic place to have a birth event happen. When you think about the fact of letting Jesus in the inn, it really has to do with who we are. Because it's not about whether we would let Jesus in if we were the innkeeper, but it really is an everyday experience for us about letting Jesus in. You see, what we find in life are all kinds of situations where we're forced to make choices, forced to make decisions. God places before us these opportunities to be able to serve, these opportunities to be able to give, to minister. And we make those choices based on a lot of information that we have, based on a lot of circumstances and situations that we might be going through. But the bottom line is, we don't make the right choice unless we've decided to let Jesus in, into our heart, into our mind, into our being, to help motivate us along to the point where we need to be, to make a decision not based on what we might get out of it, but the decision based on what it is that we might be able to give to another person. If that innkeeper had seen Joseph and Mary and wasn't worried about his own situation as much as their situation, then they wouldn't have been born. They wouldn't have had this birth event in a manger. It would have been in the inn, because he would have let Jesus in. It's the challenge we hold each and every day. It is that situation within our lives that calls us to be something greater than we are, to be able to express ourselves in the way God had intended. This is the day that we celebrate the greatest gift in the world that God has given us. This is the day of our salvation. This is the day where God has set forth before us what we need to be the perfect creatures that God intended. Any husband and wife here will tell you that their spouse is not a perfect creature, I would guess. If one of them does say that, then you're married to a delusional person. But the reality is that God makes us right through Christ. It is through this gift that we're given that we have the ability to be made right with God. We have the ability to be something greater than we are within ourselves, to be the person that God intended us to be. When we let Jesus in, we can change the world. Maybe not in a dramatic way, but in a way we know that we have used what God has blessed us with to truly be a blessing and to make a difference. All that really matters is that each and every day we let Jesus in. Merry Christmas. Amen.